We are on Daf Lamed Amed Beis, the middle of the Yamed. Ma'ike ben Rove La'Abayim. So the Gemara asks, what is the difference between Rove and Abayim? So the Gemara says, Ike benayu Zor Sha'ochol Trume. If a Zor will eat Trume, there's Misa B'day Shemayim by Achilas Trume. He ate the Trume of someone else. So le'abaya, according to Abaya, be poti, say kibble b'darabimnei, according to Abnechunye ben Akone, because misa b'day shemayim patas, you learn from osen osen, ala rove chayiv. According to Rove, the only misa that patas is chorus, we makish v'hichrati to misa's bezen. So the Gemara asks, so le'abaya pota, according to Abaya, your potter, the Oma, Rav Chizde, Moide Rav Nechunye ben Akone, Begoinev Chelboi Shal Chaveire Vi Ochloi Shul Chayiv. That if a person stole Chelov of someone else, and then he ate it up, so even though he's Chayiv Kores and the Achilles HaChelov, but he's Chayiv to pay the Nigna, Shekvar Nischayiv Begneve, Koidem Sheboli Deyis HaChelov. That when he stole it, so he became a gazlan. He became a ganef. So the chiyev tashlumim is chal b'shas gneve, b'shas he picked it up. Amenas lignoi. The chiyev kores comes later. The loch of kimle b'derabne means if simultaneously there's a chiyev misen, a chiyev momen, so the chiyev misa patas the chiyev momen. But here the chiyev momen comes before the chiyev misa. Alme de beidne da agbe kanye. When he picked it up, he was koine lischayev bonsen. Mischayev benavshe loyhavi adiochelei. He's only mechuyev when he eats it. So, ochenami. Beidne da agbe kanye. Mischayev benavshe loyhavi adiochelei. So the Gemara answers, Oche b'may askinon kegoin shetochav loy chaveiroi l'soich piv. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. It's speaking about that the chava stuck it into his mouth. So your whole problem was when he picked it up to steal it, he became a ganef on it already, he's chayv bons, and he didn't pick it up. Tochav loy chaveiroi l'soich piv. So now it's in his mouth. So now, the chiyev momen and the chiyev misa b'day shemayim come b'basachas. So the Gemara says, no, it's still not b'basachas. Soiv, soiv, kivin de la'osei, kanye. When he started chewing it, he's kain already. Mischayev b'navshei le'havi ad de bolo. But the chiyev misa b'day shemayim comes when he swallows it. So it's also, there's no peter of kimle b'darabnei, because the chiyev mamin comes with the le'ise, and the chiyev misa comes later with the bli'ah. So the Gemara answers, kegoin shetochav loy l'soich beis ha'bli'ah. So the Gemara says, kegoin shetochav loy l'soich beis ha'bli'ah. Agav uche, before we go further, I'd just like to say over a choshev yediyah, there's a yesodistic ritve in Sukkah, daf lamed hay. There's a medubel, if the halacha is you need matzaschem. By matzah, if it has to be shaloi. There's psrayis that it has to be shaloi. So the ritve says it's not negeya. I feel it has to be shaloi, but the minute someone steals the matzah, so when he chews it, he's kind of bishini maise. And when he swallows it, he's swallowing his matzah. So there's never shaya chatzio, if there was le'isal upon him, that he shouldn't be yaitse. Because with the le'isa, he's kind of bishini maise. And so it's his already. And later, when he's swallowing it, he's swallowing his matzah. That's what the Ritva says. And he brings a raya to this yesoid from our Gemara, even the law say konye. So the Ritva learns pshat that there's a difference between what the Gemara said, the Meidme da Agve Konye, and Midalose Konye. The Meidme da Agve Konye means he's koinele ischayiv. Doesn't become his. When a ganav picks up something, it doesn't become his. There's only a kinyan legabi chiyav onsen, but it's not shaloi legamri. But midalose konye means it's taki is koinele bishini maise. So al kaponim, so the Gemara says over here, kiven the laose konye, since he chewed it up, he was koinele bishini maise. So he's mechuyev already. He's mechuyev to pay the nignav mischayev benav shalei havi ad bolo. So tochvay lesoich piv does not help the situation. So the Gemara answers kigoyin she tochav lesoich beis habli. No, the person who stuck it into his mouth. He stuck it into the beis habli. He didn't chew it. He stuck it into the beis habli. So the Gemara says, let's see. Hey, chidami. Ida motzi lahadure neheda. If he could still, he put it. Now let us just say one thing, and then we'll see in the Rishonim how they say pshat in the Gemara. In the beis habliya, there are three matzavim. There's one matzav, he stuck it into the beis habliya, but motzi lahadure, he can go in and spit it out. That's one matzav. There's another matzav that he stuck it deeper down in the beis habliya, but it's only motzi laduri al yedei hadchak. It's not so easy to spit it out, but al yedei hadchak he could still get it out of his throat. And then there's a third matzav of beis habliya, the loy motzi lahaduri. He can't get it out already. It's in the base abliya that he can't get it out of his mouth. So the Gemara asks as follows. If he can return it, that means he can spit it out. Neheda, so let him go and spit it out. So we'll see. So, and if he doesn't spit it out, so he's chayiv momen now, and there's no chayiv misa yet. If he stuck it all the way down, that he can't be ladure, am I chayiv? We'll see exactly in Rashi Tais what this means. That's speaking about motzi ladura yedei atchak, and in this case, that's what the Gemara says. So according to Abaye, the chayiv momain and the chayiv Misa b'day shemayim kombe basachas, and according to Abayelib, the Mechunyi ben Akone will be potter to pay the moment, because the Misa b'day shemayim will potter. Let us see Rashi. Zor shachal tumme b'meizid, u b'misa b'day shemayim, v'loi b'koros, koros u'bazarin enosh, m'rsiv arirem yiyo, l'abaye potter mitashlumen, d'navkelein mi'osayim b'day shemayim, Bchalos and b'mashme b'ein b'mise b'ein b'kores ulabaye pota b'tmi and hein ami d'mise b'day shemayim peteres mitashlumim. Avol heiche da ochel trume digzeilem. Mi miftem akiv and da agbe konye v'chay b'tashlumim. Is chay b'tashlumim with the agbo. Fafilo tisore. Fafilo it's going to burn now. He's chay bonson already. So how is the chayach a ptur of kimle b'darab menei? So the Gemara answers shetochav loy chaveiroi, the loy agbe, he wasn't magbiye, the loy konye, the loy mechaye b'tashlumim, and really Rashi is saying over here the maskonas haGemara. Now the Gemara just had explained how far the tchiva was, but al kaponim, but this is the maskonas haGemara. He was in magbir, v'loi konye, v'loi mechay b'tashlumim, ella b'bliyosoy mischayiv, d'mei hanoas meyov, iz mechuyiv ma'shenenis. We'll see why Rashi said this. Tchiva is only out ma'shenenis. He had anor from Yanim's moment. Beloy de meikulo. We see he did not make a mice exhaler. So he's only mechuyev to pay masha nenis. Ubahi shaito, in the minute that he's nene from the truma, a chiyev misa namayikas, so there's a chiyev misa for the achila. So then there's a din. So the chiyev masha nenis is niftar through the chiyev misa bidei shamayim. So the Gemara asks, now, that what you said, tochav bebeis abliya, how's it speaking about? If it's speaking about that the yochel laduri, the motzi laduri, he can spit it out, he boile laduri, so let him go and spit it out. V'chi lo yahadro. If he did not spit it out, may he shaito ihu maziklo. So now he's a mazik. That means, why are you holding it in your mouth? Spit it out. And it seems, and if you would spit it out, nothing would have happened with it. We'll just go and put it underneath the faucet, and maybe we'll tell the balabos what happened, and finish. We'll see Taisa being such a gemara and chulan. If it's shalei befonov, it's no problem. So, v'chilo yahadre, so if you're holding it in your mouth, and now it's getting ruined from remaining in your mouth, you mazik lo. They say he's a mazik. The rishain lav mi diyovat. The first one didn't do anything by putting it b'mokim diyochol aduri. V'loy nischayev l'koyin klum. And he should be chayev for holding it in his mouth. So, and this chiyev is before the chiyev misa. So what did we accomplish with tochav lo yichabeira? Now, Rabbi Kiveger is ma'irer on this Rashi. Rashi says here a whole Megillah. Rashi says that by not spitting it out, iyu maziklo, so he's mazik. The rishin lav midi ovid, v'loy nischayiv l'kayin klum. Now, all of a sudden, Rashi seems to be saying, why should he be chayiv? The first one is chayiv. So Rashi says, no, the first one didn't do anything. So he's the mazik. So Rabbi Kiveger says on this Rashi, he doesn't understand Rashi. It seems Rashi had a problem. Not he understands Rashi's problem, and not he understands Rashi's teretz to the problem. Now, he says as follows. The Gemara says in Agoizel Amachel, Agoizel Mechaveiroi, Ubo Acha Va'ochloi. That means, so let's talk about a case, that Reuben stole from Levi a steak. Fine. And Shimon goes and steals it from Reuben, and then he eats it. Is rotza mizegoyve, rotza mizegoyve. So now, Levi, if he wants, he can mon from Reuven. Once he can mon from Shimon. That means each one, baveled him. Reuven stole it from him. In Shimon, let us say, a poshub shat, Shimon was mazikit. Afilu you say, a goynevach, a ganeves potter, which is a very debatable shaila. It's a p'tur of kefil, it's a p'tur kerem, if it's only by gneve, but al koponim, Philip will say we have a problem, so the ktsay says on this halacha, bo'acha v'ochlei, she's chayv al tzmazik. So the second shimon is chayv al tzmazik. So that's a halacha. So therefore, Rabbi Kiveger says, that means, l'chei razoi, the one who picked it up and put it into his mouth, he's a gazlan. He stole it, he took it away, and he's a gazlan. Now, but that's Reuven. Shimon, by holding it in his mouth and leaving it there and not spitting it out, so he's a mazik, Rashi says. So fine. So rotzim izegoyve, rotzim izegoyve. No, the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks that The Chiyev Momin of Shimon came before the Chiyev Misa. It's Motzi Ladure. So now by holding it, as yet he wasn't Chayev Misa, but holding it there, he's Chayev Momin, he's Mazikit. So I, the first one is a Gazlan, so Rotzim Yizegoyv, Rotzim Yizegoyv. So Rabbi Kivegir says, so he doesn't understand the problem of Rashi. Rashi seems he had a problem. Why should the second one be Chayev? The first one is a Gazlan. That was Rashi's problem. He doesn't understand the problem. Then Rabbi Kivegir says he doesn't understand how Rashi solved the problem. So Rashi says, the Rishon Lav Midi Ovid, V'loi Nischayev L'Koyim Klu. The first one didn't do anything. He says, what do you mean he didn't do anything? The first one stole it from the Bala Trume. He stole it from him. This woman stole it from Levi. And now he put it into Shimon's mouth. Why isn't he a Gazlan? Rabbi Kivegir doesn't understand why Reuven isn't a Gazlan. These are the two kashas that Rabbi Kivegir asks. And this Rashi. The second kasha, perhaps we could say, there is a halacha. The taitch of a gazlan is that a person steals something for himself. That means he wants to keep it. So the halacha is the minute he picks it up, he has a din gazlan already. I feel he never used it. Rashi says, I feel it got burned. A gazlan is chayiv for taking it for yourself. He becomes a gazlan with the netilah. But if a person is a goizel al minas la'abed, that means as follows, that he doesn't want to take it for himself. Nachas v'shom. But he's taking it, and he's picking it up to take it away from the Baal HaMomen, al menas la'abed, to destroy it. I'm taking it to destroy it. Is one called a gazlan in such a case? So they bring a raya from a gemara and a goizel, that a goizel al menas la'abed is also called a gazlan. Let us just say what the tzir is. We should have a picture that a person went and took, let's say, Reuven had a $100 bill. Shimon takes from him the $100 bill. He throws it into a deep yam. It's Mayim Tzlulim. There's 20 miles down. You can still see the dollar bill if you look very good. If you want to hire some deep sea divers for $2,000, you'd be able to get it back. And Hamunach Kamoch, here it is, there you can see it. And he picked it up to throw it down. So the Gemara says like this, if he didn't pick it up, if he just pushed his hand and he threw it down, he's not a mazik. And Chiyav Mazik, he's not a mazik because it's a grome. It's not a nizik. The dollar bill is there. Let's say the $100 bill is there, and it won't get ruined from. I wasn't mazik your money. I was goyim your ass. Yeah. Okay, got me his potter. So als mazik his potter. But if he picked it up to throw it down, that's a goizel al menas la'abed. There it seems he's chayiv to pay. So it could be pshat and Rashi is as follows. The second half of what Rabbi Kivegir didn't understand from Rashi. Rashi, this person, when he picked it up, and he stuck it into Yanim's mouth, Reuven picked it up to stick into Shimon's mouth. So it could be, he didn't want to take it for himself. He doesn't have any intentions after he put it into Shimon's mouth to take it for himself. Now, if we will assume for 1 minute, that was the reason why he stole it. So he's only a goizel amanas la'abed. Now, but putting it into Shimon's mouth before abemokim deyochol aduri, So it wasn't a manas labed either. That's not called labed. Let Shimon just go and spit it out. We'll put it underneath the faucet and finish. So it's not even a goizel manas labed. That means mitzat, his pool is not even, I don't want it for myself. I just want to stick it to Shimon's mouth. And if this isn't a hefset to the machel, mitzat my maise, so I'm not a goizel manas labed. So it could be that is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, iboile ladure. If he stuck it b'mokem sheyocha ladure, iboile ladure. V'chi loy ahadro, may he shaito ihu maziklo. Then if he's holding it in his mouth later, that means Shimon has the opportunity to spit it out. Now everything is up to Shimon already. Reuven put it in a place that he could be mahadre. V'chi loy ahadro, may he shaito ihu maziklo. The Rishon, lav mi deyovat, v'lein yischayev lekoyin klum. The Rishon didn't do anything. He didn't steal it for himself. He wasn't a goizel menas la'abed because putting it b'mokim v'yochel la'duri is not called la'abed. He could just go and spit it out. Whatever Shimon did, that's what Shimon did. But I, mitzad my pula, I'm not a goizel menas la'abed. V'loy nischayim l'koyin klum. So memele, the second half, pshatn Rashi, perhaps that is pshatn Rashi. Why Rashi had to say this is another problem that I don't know why Rashi had to say. Why was it, what is this different than a goyzel mechaver ba'achav ochle, rotz mizegoy, rotz mizegoy, why does Rashi have to say this? That I don't know. But could be the second kashib, could be we could ferempha. Anyway. Now, if he stuck it in a mocking, that, if he stuck it in a mokim, that he can't return it, amai chayiv mise onus, so he's an onus. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is according to Rashi, as this Abaye said, the Gemara said that according to Abaye, he'll be potter from Tashlumim, he's not chayiv mise. Because he's an onus. Yena stuck it in b'mokim the leimotzi la'aduri. Now, on this Rashi, Rabbi Kivege is mesupik what Rashi is telling us. So he has two mahalchim in Rashi. One mahalach, he says, could be Rashi l'shitose that we had mentioned already previously, that Rashi holds according to Ram Nechunya ben Akone, there's no din of tonne de vecheski, aleichalakta ben shoygik lemezid voynus lorotzen. That according to Ram Nechunya ben Akone, it only patters if you're chayim bepoil misa b'day shemayim. You're chayim bepoil chorus. But if you're chayim misa shoygigin, it won't patter from tashlumim. That's what we had mentioned that Shitas Rashi. Taisus doesn't hold like that, we learned yesterday. But come on, this is Shitas Rashi in Psochim. So Rabbi Kivege says, so it could be that's what Rashi means to say over here. Rashi means to say, if it's a motzilah duish, it's not chayiv misa, he's an onus. So if he's an onus, so memeilem, so can pata from tashlumim. L'shitosei. That means if we wouldn't know, that means the chulkim on Rashi, the whole, according to Taisus, for example, so that can't be the Gemara's kasha, so he's an onus. But he still should be part of him to shlumim of tonne de vecheski, alechalakta ben b'shaking meis, ben b'enis ben b'rotz. That's one mahalach, or then he says, could be an honest gomel, could be a filu, b'achivim mises bezn, you don't say kim le b'daramne. We never, a shaykik with machai, but an honest gomel could be there's no din of kim le b'daramne. So he doesn't know pshat. In Rashi, is it Rashi l'shitos, or doesn't he have to Rashi l'shitos? Fine. So what does the Gemara answer? Al yedei hadrak. It's speaking about that he cannot easily spit it out, but al yedei hadrak, he could get it out of his beis habliyah. So what is the teretz? So Rashi explains as follows. The inami ahadra. If he will now spit it out, he'll be clearing his throat and trying to get it out, and eventually he'll get it out. Nemase, so it's most lechozi lebailim. So that means you can't hilkach. Migzel loy gozlo. So you can't call me a goslin for going further. That means it's now in my throat. I have two alternatives. I could try to get it out of the throat, but you won't get anything out of its side. Or I can go further down. So lemaisa a goslin I'm not. Because if I get it out of my throat, it's worthless to you. Hilkach migzel leigoslo. So I'm not called, so by going further down in the Beis Abli, it's not called I stole something from you, because the other way you wouldn't have anything saivasai. Amaika mechaivas lebetashlumim, anos groinoi umeyav. So he's mechuyiv, anos groinoi umeyav, ishaitachiv misik. So memele, so the whole chiyiv is when he is later anos groinoi umeyav. So for swallowing further, there's no tain on me. So, When does the problem arise? When I have anos groinoi umeyav, so that's told machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish and Chulin. If you have anos groinoi anos meyav, it's a hishaita chiyuv misika. So akaponim, whenever I have anos, already there's a chiyuv misa. So the chiyuv misa, the deshailist of tashlumi mashenenis. So so I am potter to pay mashenenis because it's a chiyuv misa. That is Shitas Rashi. Labaye potter, let us see Tosfos. Omar Rav Chisda. So Tosfos says, Ochinami avemotzi lakshuye amasnisen decholsho. That means, why is the Gemara bombarding, the Gemara says, anafkeminem, Eike ben Abaye, Rav Labaye, Zo Shochatrum, Labaye Potter, so the Gemara is Labaye Potter, so it's only a kasha on Abaye, Ochanabe Motze Lakshuya Amas Nisan the whole show, the Ktoni Potter Minata Shlumim. The Mishnah says that if a Zor eats Trume Bemezit, he's Potter Minata Shlumim, and the Gemara says, Lvima the Gemino Lokam Nuchunye Ben Akone, the Gemara says, going to Kone Kam Nuchunye Ben Akone, and the chorus is Zor Shochol Trumes Chometz Bemayid, so he's Potter Minata Shlumim Bemezit. So the Gemara says he's Potter from Nuchunye Ben Akone. So there also the Moshe Neves, why is he Potter? Bidag Bekonye, so he's Mechuyye from before. Ida motzi ladure nehedre v'chile meder chayev. The misa loy potre le dloyose ad the bola legamri. That means the chiyev misa is much later, the bola legamri. And if it's motzi lahadure, so he should be mechuyev right now, the moment. So the chiyev moment, that's the Gemara's kasha. So the chiyev moment comes before the chiyev misa, so why is he potre? The idol in motzi ladure amai chayev. Perish bekunteris. Amai chayev misa. Why is it, if he put it into his throat, that he is loy motzi ladure, why is he chayev misa? Because shalari, the luki, if that's the only problem, why is he chayev misa? So let us say, ki goin shem mirtzoinoi meiniach loy litchoif. That means not he's sticking it down his throat bal kochoi. Mirzainai, he lets him stick it down. I forget his mask him. That means he told, the Shimon told Uvin, listen, I very much would like to eat Levi's Trume. I don't want to touch it, Chas V'Sholem, but if you stick it down my throat, I'll be indebted to you and I'll send you a thank you card. So I forget, but he's mask him to it. So now, and Uvin was cooperative, and Reuven anything to oblige, and Reuven went and took the trume and stuck it down his throat. The mokim blei motzi laduri, so he's chayev mise because it's birtzoy nebo, and he's chayev mashenenis. And so this didn't kimle b'darabne. What's the problem? The looky can't shem erzayni minich leilitchev dash tavadei chayev misa. Afa gab leimotzel aduri umomen ami Leimechayev, given the Leimotzi Ladure. So there's no Chiev Momin now. Ella Alanos Groinia Meyov. Vahi Shaita, come, Leib the Rabbinate. So, Fakert, so at the Devar, he's not, there's no Chiev Momin yet, because since Yenna did it, so I didn't do anything yet, and the Chiev will be Anos Groinia Meyov. So then it'll be Chayev, Misa, Bidei Shemaim, and Momin. So what is Pshat, Bidulei Motzi, Ladurei, Amai, Chayev, Hakert? His Taker Chayev was done Bertzainoi, and the Chayev, Momin, and Misa comes when it goes further down. V'nira L'ri. So therefore the Ri is Chaylik on Rashi. The Hachi Pirusha, Amai Chayev Momin. Not the Kasha is Amai Chayev Misa, Bre, who Loi Gozloi. He didn't make a Mais Exela. Ba'anosai Loi Mechayev, Ay, he should be Chayev Mashenenis. Afa Gav Domrina Babekame Gozol Voinis Yaishu Abailim, Ba'ache Va'ochle Rotsa Mizegoi Ve'rotsa Mizegoi Ve. So what's the Kashi who like goes like? But he has an law from it. So you see, even though Reuven stole it, and Shimon ate it, so the Bailim came on from Shimon. Even though it's stolen already, it's still called his. Haina Davka Levisha Dova HaGozol Yeshna Bo'ilom B'shosu She'eni Goizloi. He says over there, it's very good. The Dova HaGozol is Bo'ilom. Gozol Bo'inish Yaishu HaBailim. So Memel of the Dova HaGozol is Bo'ilom, so it's still called, it belongs to the Nigzal. So Rotzem Izegoyver, Rotzem Izegoyver, Reuven stole it, and Shimon is a Mazik or a Gazlov. Avol Hoche, the Bishor Shezenene Mimenu Kvahu Ovod Min HaOilom. That means if he stuck it B'mokim D'Leimotzi LaHaduri, so it's Ovod Min HaOilom, it's Avuda Mimenu Umikol Odom. So something that's avuda mimenu is the, so automatically the nigzal loses his bailus on it. So there's no chiyuv. If it's avuda mimenu, so there's no chiyuv of gzela now. If it's be'en, then there's a chiyuv of gzela. So I stole your thing. Rotsumizegeva. I was mazik your thing. But if it's avuda mimenu, so memela, then there's no chiyuv anymore for being maziket. And it's not his anymore. He loses his bailes, fakelt. It's like shot for no. Adoba, that's avudim imenu mikol odom, so he loses his bailes. So memela, that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. If he stuck it down his throat, and it's a Yevshel Aduri, so it's Avudim Mimenu Mikol Odom. So Bemele, the Bailis of the Nigzal becomes Nifka already. So Bemele, so there's no Chiyuv Mashenenis. I'm not Nene from your Chayfetz. It's not yours anymore. That's Shal de Gemara's Kash. Avaloche de Bishosh is a Nene Mimenu Kvahu Ovid Meno Ilom. Shubemokim Dle Yevshel Aduri. Ein Loi Ala Sheini Klum. So Memele, there is no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv moment. That's on the Gemara's kashas. Avudimenu mekolodom. There's no chiyuv moment. Before we see the ritzva, I would like to learn two Gemara's in Masechtas Baba Metzia, which the ritzva speaks about, which Rabbi Kevega speaks about, and then we'll come to the ritzva. There's one Gemara in Bab Metzia, Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara, Dav Zayin, says as follows. This is by the small Zayin of the Ein Mishpat. Omar Rav Misharshiye, it's in the middle of the Omid, by the small Zayin. Shmamina Hai Sudra, given the Tofes Bei Sholish Al Sholish, Karinim Bei Venosan L'Reyeyu, the Chaman De Posik Domi Bekoni. Eisus Rameshar says as follows, that a person wants to make a Kinyan Chalipin, so it works with Kalov Shel Koine, so that means the Koine gives the Makne his Kaili, and the Makne takes the Kaili, and then for the Kaili is Makne whatever he wants to be Makne. It's Kalov Shel Koine. So Misharshia said, what happens if the Kaili that the Koine is giving to the Makne, it's a long piece of material. And he doesn't give him over the whole piece of material. He gives him over Sholish al Sholish from the material. The Koine is holding the rest of the material. The Makne is holding Sholish al Sholish. Sholish al Sholish is a sheer baguette. So Memele, if he holds Sholish al Sholish, it's is commanded posik domi, that's alumdus, it's like it's cut off already, so it's just like he has a beged in his hand, just like he has a keli in his hand, and so he can make a kinyan chalipin. That means you don't have to give him over, if you have 10 yards of material, to give him over the whole material. Just give him over, let him have an achiz of sholish al sholish, and it's commanded posik, and that's sufficient. Kerine bei venosan l'reye, v'chaman de posik domi v'kon. So the Gemara says, u'maish nomi de Rav Chisde, de Omar Rav Chisde, get biyodo, u'mishiche biyodo, im yochel enatkoi levio etzloi, eina megoreshes, vimlav megoreshes. So the Gemara says, by get it says, that if he gave over a get, and it's in the Meshiche, there's a chut that's attached to the get, and the chut is still biyad habal. The get is biyad haisha. The chut is biyad habal. So if the baal can pull back the get, it can pull the get out of the hand of the isha, so the halacha is that she's not geget. So let's see what Rashi says. Eina megoreshes, alme lav nesine. That's not called a nesine. That's what Rashi says. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. And let us be mamtik one vote, that the Gemara means to ask as follows. It says, by get, because of lo sefer krisus v'nosan biyodo. It says, by chalipin shalof ishnaloi v'nosan l'reyeyo. So the Gemara understood what is wrong if he gave over the get to the isha. If it's yochel and natkoi, so she's not geget. So the Gemara said, almalav, that's not called giving. If it's biyodoi to take back, it's not called v'nosan. So the Gemara asked, so by chalipin you also need v'nosan. So it's yochel and natkoi, why should he be koine? Why should the chalipin help? Svelt in the nosa. So the Gemara says, Hosom krisis beinen veleke, ochenesina beinen veike. So the Gemara says, I wish to disagree with you. The reason she's not geget, not falsa felt in the nosa, it's not called the nosa, since he could take it away from her, so it's not called giving to her. No, it's called the nosa. But by get is a besondere chesorin that it felt increases, that it's ogut gabei. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, krisus havdole, shimuvdolim ze mize, they have to be muvdol, v'rei agudim heim b'chutze, they're attached. With the nesinis haget is still ogut. She's holding the get and he's holding. So there's a chesorin of krisus. Not a chesoron of the nosan, a chesoron of krisus. This is one gemara. Now let us go to Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Just let's see another gemara. The gemara says, this is by the ches of the Ein Mishpot. Hoder avabo berusei, de iloi teima hochi. talis shehimu nachas chetzio al gabi kalke vechetzio al gabi omut ובו אחר ויגבי חצי מגבי קרקע, בו אחד ויגבי חצי מגבי קרקע, ובו אחר ויגבי חצי מגבי עומד, הוכנמי דקאמה קוני, ובסחו לוי קוני, הויל ויוכל לנתי כלהובי אצלוי. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Abohu, the halacha would be, if you have a talis, which is chetzio biyodoy, and chetzio gabi omet, according to Rav Abohu, the din was that if it's Yochel and not Koi, he was Koinit already. And the Gemara says it's not true. Let us see what Rashi says. Chetzi al gabi ha'omot, Rashi says, the kivin, the bemokim gavoya hu ha'oichzo hu, since it's an omut, chetzio ha'oichzo b'roisha sheni noyech loy lenate kelevia etzloy de loy mechser hagvo. It's not choser hagvo. Now, chanami de kama koni, de mechi agbe koni kule, mishim de yocha lenatko. Period. Now, what is, this is a svore of Rav Abohu, and the Gemara says, we don't pass on like Rabbo. Hod Rav Abohu Berusi. Now let us just explain for 1 minute what Rav Abohu was saying and what the Gemara says that Rav Abohu is a Berusa. The person has, let's say, a beged that's al ha'oretz, and he's holding an edge of it, and if he wants, he can pick it up. No one ever cholamed that he should be koiner. It's yochel lahagbiyoy, fine. But a person cannot be koiner by being a yochel. He could lift it up. When you lift it up, you made a maisa kinyan. Kolzman, you didn't lift it up, you didn't make a maisa kinyan. But we have a very interesting case. If a person, let's say there's a talus, that after he's holding one side of the talus, the other half of the talus is on an omud. So that means that's a chesoron in hagbo, because hagbo has to be birshusay. The other half is lying on a talus. Now, let us say for 1 minute, someone would move away the talus, the yamud. Someone would move away the yamud. Now, his holding it, mitzad atzmoy, creates a mais hagbo. He doesn't have to lift it. That means mitzad is achize, it's mugba. No, the omud is stirring the hagbo. So the Gemara says, but since it's yochel natkoi, since he can schlep it off the omud, so then the omud shouldn't be a stir. It's not called mechusa hagbo. That means his achiza on the other end of the talis is bekoyach, that the whole talis should be mugbe mikoychoi. If the omud wouldn't be there, the whole talus would be mugbe. He doesn't have to lift his hand or anything. The talus is mugbe the achize. No, that way it's munach al ha'omud, so that gufe is a shter to the agbo. So Rav Abohu held, but if it's yochel and not koi, so it's not a shter. And the Gemara says lesser than the Rav Abohu. That is what the Gemara says. Now, let us see Taisvis. We learned these two Gemaras, now let us see Taisvis, and we'll understand Dachsme a lot of things, what the Ritzvo is saying. The Ritzvo meforesh kishitas Rashi. That means, the Ritzvo loim shat in the Gemaras kashe, idolo yocho la dure amai chayiv. So like Rashi said, why is he chayiv misa? He's an onus. So Taisus had asked, who told you he's an onus? Maybe he's doing it mirtzoyne. What's the whole kasha? So the Gemara answers, so the Ritzva says as follows. Upshita leila shaz da airik sheteichem leibal kochet. I mean, Taisus had asked on Rashi, maybe it's speaking about that it was Bilzoyne, it can't be speaking about Teuchel Loi Bilzoyne. It has to be Teuchel Loi Bakoch. It is a Teuchel Loi Milzoyne. Miyad Kshemesim Bepiv. The minute he puts it in his mouth. If it's talking about Bilzoyne, so let's start thinking. He put it in his mouth. V'loi Ahadra. And he didn't spit it out. Before anything, before Beis Abliya. Kona Miyad Lihishayiv Bons. So, he's kinda lihishayiv bonds, and so the second, the person who this kezayis of tum is in his mouth, if it's speaking about betzayne like Tosva says, so the minute he put it in his mouth, so he became a gazlan. L'chayre, why did he become a gazlan? Because, just like yodai shalodom is kinda, is piv shalodom also kinda. That means together I put it into your rishus. So this is his, just like the Yata Odom is Rishus, so Piv is also Rishus, there's a Kinyin Yat. Chotzer Mishim Yoda is Raboy. So a Chotzer is like a Yat, but if somebody is in your Yat, L'chari Yekoyne. A Peh is also like a Yat. So Memela, if it was Bilzoyne, the minute he put it into his mouth, so he's Koyneless High Bones. Then later he'll stick it down his throat. But he became a gazlan. If it's speaking about Bilzoynoi, see, he became a gazlan as soon as he stuck it in. The mistame beinicha bepiv. Mistame, he put it in his mouth. Mistame, that's the seder. That's the way it's convenient. It means if he wants to stick it down his throat, so first he puts it in his mouth. That's step number one. It's been about the same. The lady sticks it down his throat with his finger. A bekush. So Memelis, if it's speaking about Bertzoin, I said, then it's a shrek, so we didn't answer anything. So he became Bechuyev Bemomin the minute it rested in his mouth. Ve'im timtzoloim eshu beroi shakush mitchilosoi va'ad gemar beis abliyah. No, maybe he'll tell me, no, I'm saying it's speaking, but he stuck it in his mouth. And then he stuck it, pushed it down his throat, so memele, so he's chayiv, the oichel is chayiv the minute it came into his mouth, if it's birtzoinai. So memele, so pasnish kimle b'darabne, he became the chayiv mommy the minute he stuck it in his mouth. So maybe you'll tell me now. It's speaking about Shehu Beroy Shakush Mitchilosoi Va'ad Gmar Beis Abliyah. No. It's speaking about he had it on, it was attached to Roy Shakush, a pin. A pin was stuck into this, a long pin was stuck, was Mechuber to this Trumeh. And he took he took a long pin and stuck it straight down his toe. Mikol Mokain. So it's also nothing. Koina oisoi bepiv lehischayev ba'onsen. But you have to first go through the peh before you go down the throat. So the minute it enters his mouth, so he's koina ave chatzera, he's koina, so ave piv is koina. So I feel it's with a kush, doesn't have to put it down in two steps. But it has to go through his mouth before it goes down his throat. That's how it works. So the minute that he opens up his mouth and he goes through his mouth, if it's speaking about Bitsoin, it will become a gazlan as soon as it's nichnas lava pif. So it can't be speaking about Bitsoinai. That is what the Ritzvah said. That means Rashi had a learn shot that speaking about Balkoch, because it'll be Bitsoinai, So he become a gazlan before. So factor it's four. Now let's elaborate a little on the statement what I just said. Af al gav de yochel and natka ilavie etzloi. Factor it's four. Is that so poshut that Shimon was koine that's in his mouth? Reuven can schlep it out of his mouth. Reuven can schlep it out of Shimon's mouth. Avagav Shiyochal and Natki Levi Etzloy. the dafke linyin get amrin and heiche de yochel and natke gale havi get. By get is such a chasson of yochel and natke, shum de bein an krisis vagida bei. Because there's a din of krisis vagida bei. Ava le inyin schie, but le inyin schie, yochel and natke is not a chasson. Ashkechon bepere kam be de bob metziye. Talis, chetshe al gabi kalke, vechetshe al gabi ha'omut. We learned that talis, chetshe al gabi kalke, vechetshe al gabi ha'omut, vigbiyo chetshe me al gabi kalke, de loikoni mitam she yochel en natke levi etzle. The Gemara says, that's the Gemara and Daftes, if he lifted it up, and it's yochel en natke, he's not koine, even though it's yochel en natke. Vikivin shenei zoiche mitamze, so if he's not zoiche, hu adin deine megareyes chies ha'acha shemunach besoich yode. So just like he's not zoiche, so mestom he's not megareya, oi besoich piv mitamze, if he's not zoiche. So if yochel and natkoi is not a kinyan to be koine, it's not a kinyan to be megareya. For oit, and afilu you'll say, that it will be Megareya, even though he's not koine with this, but it will be Megareya. V'chol apoches koine machzik goim shnayim shigviyu metziya. But al koponim it shizicha be koine machzik. So memele, the lakach pshita leila ashas, the bo'ines meire. So it has to be speaking about was bo'ines. Because if it was berotzen, as soon as it goes into his mouth, he'd be koine. Vachi perush, so what's from the Gemara's kasha onesu? So he was, if he stuck it, b'mokim dol yochel adui onesu, upotel, mimise, dwe rashi said, he's an onus. Umomain is part of a moment. Besides that, Anan Sadid lo nichele bachilosisa, he doesn't want to eat it. So if you're forcing me, you stick down an is in my mouth, so it's lo nichele, he says, no chiyuv mashenenis. So that's pshat in the Gemara's kash. Now, this is Amoira deke Ritzvo. The Ritzvo proved that the Gemara cannot be speaking that it was done Mirzain Shimon, because it was done Mirzain Shimon, so Shimon would be Mechuyev as soon as it enters his mouth. Now the Ritzvah had a Shaila. Maybe you'll tell me that he wasn't kind of because Yochel and Natkoi. Says, no, Yochel and Natkoi is only Chasorim by Get, but by Kinyi won't be Megareya, because the Gemara says on Daftes, that Yochel and Natkoi is not koine. So if Yochel Natkoi is not koine, so it's not Megareya. And Afilu, you won't say like that, but at least it should be koine here. So, if it's Mirzoinoi, so weiter, so he's Mechuyev before he swallowed it already. So Rabbi Kevege asks on the Ritzvo, he says he doesn't understand. The Ritzvo had a pilpul of Yochel and Natkoi is a chesaron, and he says a whole shtick teiri, no, it's only legabi get, legabi kinyin, it's not megarein, it brings a raif and a gemora daf tes, and then he's a mefalpul, maybe it is a raif, not a raif. Rabbi Kevege, I don't understand, Rabbi Kevege, it's enough in the gemora daf zayin. The Gemara Dav Zayin, this is the Ritzvah Zashtik Teire, it's a Gemara Dav Zayin. The Gemara Dav Zayin said that if a person had, he was Tofis Hasuda, which is Sholish HaSholish, and the second one is Yochel and Natkoi, so the Gemara had a Havim, it should be no good, just like Baguette, it's no good, so Moses is there, it's a Chesaron of Krisis, but here there's no Chesaron. So you see, Claude is no Chesaron, so. The Gemara Dav Zayin, but he has to bring a raif and a Gemara Dav Tes with a pilpul. It's enough the Gemara Dav Zayin. That's how Bekeveges Kasha and he blibes by a Tzorchin. I would try to explain this Ritzvah. Number one. That what the Ritzvah did not bring the Gemara Dav Zayin, and be finished with the Gemara Dav Zayin. Because we were medayik from the Gemara, that the Gemara and the Havamina had a pilpul, that the Gemara held that Alma Rashi says that if get biyado or mishicha biyado does not Alma lekori nesine. So the Gemara had a Havamina that's not called vinosan if it's yochal or not. That's what the Havamina of the Gemara. And by chalipin you need vinosan. So the Gemara says, no, it's called Vinosan. Yochal Natka is called Vinosan. And by Get is a chesaron of Krisus, and by Chalipin, there's no such problem. Now, there are rayas, we won't go into the rayas, that by Kinyan Chalipin, we have Kalev Shalkoinim, the Makna does not have to be Chayne the Suda completely. You don't need a Maisa Kinyon, you don't need, he should be Chayne and Hilchus Kinyonim. There's a Shach and Rab Chaim Oizer want to say this, that you don't need, it doesn't have to be Chayne. The whole thing is a Kinyon last Lahak, you don't have to be Chayne. You don't have to make a true Maisa Kinyon. All you need is Vinosan, you need a mais and a sine. So the Gemara on Dav Zayin was speaking about this Yochel and Natkoi, is it Megareya the mais and a sine? Is it not Megareya the mais and a sine? The Gemara Havamina from Get, it's no good, so you see, that's not called Vinosan. The Gemara says, it's called Vinosan. But now, let me clear another Shaila. Was the, when the person was Taifas Gimel al Gimel, was he koine the Suda completely, this Chalik? Since it's Yochel and Natkoi, or wasn't he koine? Is this a Maise Kinyan to be koine legamri? I'll tell you, you're not koine. But for Chalipin, you don't need a Kinyan gum. All you need is a Maise Nesine. So therefore, the Ritzva, when he learned the Gemara Bab Metziya Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara Dav Zayin didn't help him. Because a person could say that for Chalipin, it is sufficient a Mais and a Sina, and Yochel Natke is not Megareya from a Mais and a Sina. But a Gazlan, you have to make a Mais Akinyan in order to be a Gazlan. You can't become a Gazlan without a Mais Akinyan. So Memele, so could be Yochel and Natkoi is Megareya the Kinyan, so he never became a Gazlan. The whole shtick teure of the Ritzvah is, if it's speaking about that Shimon is Merutze, that Reuven should put in his mouth, so Shimon will become a Gazlan as soon as it enters his mouth. So the Ritzvah started thinking, maybe it's not so poshut what I'm saying. Maybe this is not considered a Maise Kinyan. Because since Reuven is Yochel and Natka, he's not koinet. You don't become a gazlan with an esine. You have to make a maise kinyan. You mean motzi tibotzi biyodei hagneve, and lil yodei gag. You have to make a maise kinyan in order to become a gazlan. You have to make agbo. The ritzvoshit is, you have to make a, we'll have later that flamadal from this, you have to make a geherge maise kinyan. Make a mashiach, it has to be a mashiach to a simte. A mashiach lushus harab won't help for a gazlan. You have to make a maise kinyan. So memele, I'll learn the gemara of zayin and bob metziah. That doesn't prove anything. It just proves that yochel and natka is not megereya maise nesina. That's all. But here the Ritzvah is saying he becomes a gazlan. Who says he's kind? Who says this is a Maisa Kinyan? So therefore, the Ritzvah could not stop with that, the Gebore Dav Zayin. Here to go to Dav Tesa Medalev. Here to go to Dav Tesa Medalev. The Gemara and Dav Tesa Medalev is a Shaila, does Yochel and Natkoi make it a Maisa Kinyan for the Magbia. That means that we have a talus. You have a talus on the Omut. And you have a talus, half of it is on Omut, half of it is in my hand, and Shochel and Atke, am I Koin? The Mother Pilpo, according to Ravabo, you're Koin. The Chaylaka Ravabo. Now, if, if Reuven is holding the Kezias with a Kush, let us clear now, is Reuven making a Maise Kinyan Hagbo on this Tal, on this Kush, on this Kezias? Now, when it is in Shimon's mouth, is Reuven making a Maise Hagbo? So, for all practical purposes, I would say he's not making a Maise Hagbo, because Hagbo has to be 3 tefachim high. It's not 3 tefachim high, it's in Shimon's mouth, so it's not 3 tefachim high. Reuven is not making a Maise Hagbo. But you know, it's Yochel and Atkai. His mouth is open, he could go and schlep it out of Shimon's mouth. So it's Yochel and Atkai. Now, let us clear one thing. The Ritzvo had a shaila that maybe Shimon wasn't koine because Reuven is making a Maise Kinyan. Now, let us understand this. There is the gather of a Maise Kinyan is a Hiroz Bailas. That means someone is showing Bailas. What will be the din if two people will be roichev al hachamor? This is the kinyan rechive, and both will be roichev al hachamor. What happens then? You have to understand that your two people, each one is making a maisa kinyan for himself. What happens? So the ktois in Simen, Reishamach Tesiv Beis, Rashi holds Kinyan Echad Mevatel Kinyan Chavere. You make a short, so no one is going there. I mean, you're writing, it's yours. He's writing, it's his. So they cancel out, so no one was going there. Unless they want to cooperate. But if each one wants to be koine for himself, so Rashi holds no one is koine. He later brings a ritve that the koine machze, verkehrt. They're both making a maise king, so each one will be koine half. So first, the ritzva wanted to say, maybe there'd be a mokim to declare that the maise, that if Reuven would be making a maise hagbo, which is roi liknois, and Shimon is making a kinyan chotzer, which is roi liknois, but it's both together. See, if two maise kinyonim on one chayfetz, so it could be, you say, like the ktzais, two maise kinyonim, you make a short, so you can't be kinder. Two maise kinyonim, we have stirred the kairo as bailes over here, mitzad Reuven. It's Reuven is making a maise kinyan, mitzad Shimon. Shimon is making a maise kinyan. So no one is kinyan. So my mail is, I'm wrong. So it could be it's Birtzoinoi. But he's not kinyan, cause man, Reuven is still holding it because, Yochel and Atkoi. Zukter Ritzvo, I got news for you, Reuven isn't making a maise kinyan. Because the Gborim Bob Metzia Daftesa Medalev says, Yochel and Atko is not Koine. She's not making a Maise Kinyan. Only, so the Ritzvo says, so since, so Aval, the Davke, so the Ritzvo says, Aval in Yin Schia, Ashkeber Kamda Bob Metzia, Talis Chetcho Gabi Karke, Vechetcho Gabi Yomud, Vigbiya Chetcho Miyal Gabi Karke, the loikoni mitam sheyochel enatkele v'yetzlo. It's not called a maise kinyan. The kivin sheine zoiche mitam zeudin deine megarei eschi esache shemunach b'sech yadei b'sech pit. So memele, if it's not a maise kinyan to be koine, it's not a maise kinyan to be megarei. So that was the shaila of the ritzvo. That means, on that from the Zion, you're talking about Sudan, you don't have to be kind of the Sudan Ganson. Some male so this, I feel like Kinyan Garua helps. So there's no Raya from over there. But here we're talking about Kinyonim. So the Ritzvah says, well, I have a Gemara and Daftes. So if it's not a Maise Kinyan Liknois, it's not a Maise Kinyan Ligareya. So Shimon says, it can be kind. Va'afilu. Then he says, He says as follows. Va'oit, afilu you say, I'm wrong. What's that I'm wrong? That the Gemara only said that it's not a Maise Kinyan Liknois. That's what we're chaylik arababol. But could be it has a shame Maise Kinyan Ligareya. Ligareya, it's called a Maise Kinyan. So memele that what's yochel in natkoi that gufe makes that your chotze can't be koine. It's called I'm also making a potential Maise Kinyan. So you have two stiridike Maise Kinyanim. So it could be one cancels the other. Zukter, no, I'll tell you, if you have two stiridike Maise Kinyanim, so you say, so each one is koine half. So he, Lecheri learns like the Ritva by Shnaim Roichvim. That even each one is making a Maise Kinyan for himself, but it's not Megareya. If Shad is, this is a Maise Kinyan. So Memele, so therefore, so it's not a Stire. It's not a Stire to his Maise Kinyan. Now, I'd like to say one more vote. Bemison, if we'll read the Ritzvo Kipshutoi, it says, Keine Machze. Fine, it's Keine Machze. So, on this Machze, Pasnish Kimloi Bidarapmenei, because he was already Keine before. But Lechere, when he'll swallow it, then he's Lechere kind of the other half. He's a gazel on the other half, or an enes on the other half. So Lechere, pas weite kim lebe der Rabbenei. I mean, the most kasha was the whole chiyav moment was chal before. So the Gemara, so that was the Ritzvah's kasha. If it's berotzin, so the whole chiyav moment was chal before. She said, no, it's keine machze. So keine machze, that doesn't solve the problem. It could be speaking about Burtzoinoi, and one half he won't pay, but the other half will become like the Rabbanai. But Tachsach means to say like this. If the halacha here by Emerson, between you and me, the one who picked it up became a gazel lady, but there's no shaila about him being koine machze. Here, the one who stole it, he picked it up, he's a gazel. He picked it up, the first one. So the first one is an Emes Gazlum. We're not speaking about over here, if the second one can become a Gazlum on the whole thing. We're speaking about, is one Maise Kinyan a shter to the other Maise Kinyan? So the Ritzvah says, no, one Maise Kinyan is never a shter to the other Maise Kinyan. That means it doesn't shter. There's a din of koine machze, because if it's Ruv made a Maise Kinyan, Shimon made a Maise Kinyan, so memele, so the halacha is that each one is koine half. But the Maise Kinyan, one Maise Kinyan doesn't stir another Maise Kinyan. So if in Kinyan it's koine machze, so here we should become a gazlan in the whole thing. That means because here both of them can be a gazlan. Here, all the time by Bailis, by Shneim Roich Ven Agabi Be'ime, so you can't have two Bailim. So if it's Rubens, it can't be Shimon's, Shimon's, it can't be Rubens. So it's half Rubens and half Shimon's. Here, there's no problem. It could be, the Goyzel Bachavel Bachavoch, Lirotsam Izegoyve, Rotsam Izegoyve. That means that there's Be'emison, there's a Chiyuv on both. If no Ganev Minaganev, but besides the Orv Ganev Minaganev, if it applies by Karen also, you have to know what the Ritzvah held. But Al Kolponim, here, Shimon can become a Ganser Ganev. He's just proving it that two Maise Kinyonim do not clash, and one is not Mevatel the other. No, both of them function. So the Loch is Yekoyne Machze. So here Lecheri should become That means it's not a clash one to the other. That's so it can't be speaking about Berotzen, it has to be speaking about Boinet.